Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we dig into particulars, let's get your overall impressions of this morning's crop production report on the wheat and the WASDE reports on ending stocks.
Well, I think when you look at the big picture, it's my overall impression would be mixed for corn, bearish for beans and wheat. I think that we all expected to see ending stocks go higher. There's no question about that when you saw the additional acres that we had. I think the one surprise that the market held was the 250 million bushel carryout on beans. That certainly was not dialed in. And yet all of that is despite the fact that they raised crush usage, they raised exports. You know, so the interesting thing about this particular report is that I think it's going to prove to us whether or not the market feels that in the near term that we've gone low enough. I expect we're certainly going to see a lower open, but how it reacts after that is going to be a real teller, because even though the numbers were not real pretty on this report, we did see an increase in feed usage. We did see an increase in exports. That says to me that we're getting near to a point where the USDA is saying we've got some pretty good value in these commodities.
I wonder if how much attention we might want to pay to the soy number. As you said, we increased by 24 million bushels the demand side of the equation, and if soybeans can't make a stand in here around these levels, to me it would suggest that the whole market might be in trouble.
Well, it's true, and I think, the big thing about soybeans making a stand, though, you know, soybeans, when you look at the ratio between beans and corn, it's still quite overpriced. So we're at 2.67 on a ratio against corn. So a normal acceptable ratio is somewhere around that 2.5. And lately we've been running about 2.2. So if soybeans do go down, it wouldn't be a big surprise. I think the key today is whether or not we can hold 881 and whether we close below that. You know, and on corn, it's whether we can hold 333. If we close below that, we're probably going to go to 325. And we're probably going to go down into the 830s on beans. And so I think today's a really important day in terms of being able to make a statement, and it's tough because it's a Friday also.
And the other piece on the corn, if we're looking at technicals, is we've gapped lower on the weekly charts this week, and it seems to me that we might need to fill that gap in the next several sessions.
I would think so, you know, and it's just this market is being so heavily dominated. You know, today's report, for whatever it's worth, is still going to be very much controlled by what the American dollar is doing and what crude's doing, and we've got crude down and we got the dollar up, which are not positive influences either. And so I think that the overall umbrella that's controlling the commodity market right now, there's two things. There's the weather, and there's the disappointment that some of the people are feeling about the economy. And, of course, then we had President Obama come out and say, you know, full recovery is a ways off. Well, you know, they always react and overreact to those types of things. So it's going to be – the technicals are really important. We need to hold these levels. And that, to me, that's 881 on beans and 333 on corn, in order to feel like we're gonna try and take that. But I wouldn't be surprised to see a bounce in the marketplace. We've been heavily oversold,
and particularly oversold in the corn. It's down at an RSI of 1475 at the moment. As I look at the charts, let's go ahead and get your calls then for the opening bell, please.
Well, I'd have to believe that, you know, we'll take corn and probably look down 3 to 4 on corn, probably 5 to 10 on beans, you know, 4 to 6 on wheat. What'll really be encouraging is if we don't open down those levels. That would be the indicator that I'd see coming off the report and coming off what the outside markets are doing.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
You bet, Dave. Have a good week.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. By the way, all the numbers, the key numbers, already up on our website at willag.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.